Yo, gamer pups are in the chat. This is News in 120 with Glitzy and Glitchy, your personalized news drop for Doug Cardell. And today we're covering weightlifting, music, economic policy, and mind.
Darling, strap in. It's giving chaos, it's giving sparkle, and it's giving approximately 120 seconds. Let's go.
First up, weightlifting. The Enhanced Games want to let athletes use performance-enhancing drugs in competition. And yes, that includes weightlifting events. It's like enabling every cheat code in the game and calling it a sport.
Also in weightlifting, Nigeria snatched 10 gold medals at the African Senior Weightlifting Championships. 10. That's not a performance, darling. That's a hostile takeover of the podium, and Olympic qualification points are very much in play.
Now music. Publisher Wixen is going full Final Boss mode on Meta, alleging massive song copyright infringement in an escalating legal fight. If this case lands, it could completely rewrite how platforms handle music rights.
Platforms stealing songs like it's a free-to-play loot box? Absolutely not, sweetie. The music industry's legal HP bar is fully charged on this one.
Next, economic policy. Kevin Warsh, a known Bitcoin supporter, has been confirmed as the next Fed chair successor. And markets are already side-eyeing what that means for interest rate guidance and crypto regulation going forward.
A Bitcoin fan running monetary policy? That's either a glow-up or a final-level boss fight for economic policy. We simply do not know which yet, but the drama is immaculate.
Finally, mind. Alienware just dropped a new budget gaming laptop designed to make high-performance play more accessible, which researchers say can genuinely affect attention, learning, and the brain's reward systems.
That's your news in 120, Doug. Go out there, lift heavy, stream something gorgeous, and remember, your mind deserves the good hardware. Kisses.